Welcome to Bergenomics, demystifying economics with Ross McDowell.
Hybrid working in 156 seconds. No more traffic jams. Picking up the kids from school? No problem. Tracky dacks rather than suits or dresses? Yes, please. COVID provided wide acceptance for working from home, especially for the 69% of white-collar workers making up Australia's workforce. During COVID, many even migrated from the suburbs to the country while working the same job. Bosses questioned working from home productivity, but severe labour shortages meant employees had the upper hand and couldn't be forced back to the workplace after COVID restrictions were lifted. As a result, companies started reducing their office space. Leasing and other costs declined, providing a welcome increase to company profits. But working from home month after month is now causing issues. Employees are craving more socialisation with people other than their wife, husband, or family pet. Young children at home can be disruptive, especially when there's a looming work deadline. Remember those unexpected coffee machine collaborations which solve that difficult problem? And it's easier for ambitious employees to compete for promotions and pay rises when they're right under the boss's nose. Real estate statistics now reveal a reverse migration is happening from country to city. Country rents are falling and city rents are rising. Economists forecast a 1 to 2% increase in unemployment during 2024. Employees with growing mortgage payments due to interest rate rises will be concerned about their job security. Rather than being isolated at home, workers will need constant reassurance of their job that pays their mortgage. That's only going to happen when you're at the workplace bumping into the boss every day. And what about the huge marketing budgets companies spent building their brands based on their corporate culture? Those cultures required in-person interactions, which are now dissolving due to lack of workplace attendance. Let's hope the skyscraper office towers in Australia's CBDs will still contain workstations and coffee machines for workers to return to. Otherwise, the invisible Australian working from home could be replaced by another invisible worker in another country anywhere in the world. Professor Mark Wooden of the Melbourne Institute of Applied Economic and Social Research is Australia's leading expert on the effects of hybrid working. Settle into a comfy chair with your favourite drink and listen to Professor Wooden discuss the far-reaching implications most of us would have never have thought of on the Bergenomics podcast, Hybrid Working, the Good, the Bad, and the Unknown.